Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
We are just weeks away from what is expected to be a hotly contested South African general election. What are the thoughts and expectations of some of the political parties taking part? On Behind the Herald Headlines, today we catch up with Pitt May. He's the provincial leader of the FF Plus, or Fear F Plus, if you prefer. Pitt, thanks for your time. What is the state of your party ahead of May 29?
We are very positive. I think we're going to double our numbers for Parliament as well as the provincial legislature.
Now, you got just under, I think it was about 2.4% of the total vote in 2019. It was a huge increase on the election in 2014. This growth that you're expecting this year, where will that come from? Where will it come from?
Well, I'm sure all the people who voted for us in the previous election in 2019 will all vote again for us, and they'll bring with them about at least one or two extra votes. And the impact under the brown people, it's very, very good. And I think we can expect a high voting rate under the brown people.
What sort of a turnout do you expect from voters? Some people think the electorate is energized. Others think they're disillusioned and apathetic.
No, I'm more positive. I think there will be definitely a high increase.
Now, demographically, the Freedom Front Plus is always regarded as an exclusively white party, an exclusively Afrikaans party. How are you broadening your influence beyond that base?
And it's not a white party anymore. I mean, since it's for the last 10 years, it's for minority groups, for brown, white and Indian people, but I can assure you that many, many black people are going to vote for us as well.
What do you think the attraction would be for them?
We are a very stable party. They believe in us. We've got wonderful leaders, a person like Dr. Pieter Groenewald. And I think they know very well that before the ANC took over, we had a very, very good infrastructure. And today there's nothing. I received this morning a report from a black guy from Mount Fletcher. He said since 1994, we've got no service delivery. Service delivery is very, very bad, especially in poor areas.
Now, your election manifesto, what are the major issues for you? Many parties are highlighting crime and the economy. How about you?
Well, first of all, I think one of the main things is municipalities. You know, local communities should make up the most basic level of government. If you look at the current state of municipalities, they are all bankrupt. We do not believe in metros. The only thing that has improved is councillors and top officials' compensation. We have too little power on local level. I can assure you when it was dispatched on its own, UTAC on its own, P on its own, it was much better than the metros.
Outside of crime, the economy, and the issue you've just highlighted, what has your research shown you that is important to voters?
Okay, what important at this stage, I think very, very important, is the water situation in South Africa. The water situation in South Africa is critical. We all know it. You know, we are one of the 30th driest countries in the world. So the ANC, the previous government, so the so-called apartheid government, they built over 200 dams. The ANC, since they took over, only one, and they're busy to extend the Clanwilliam dam, but it took them 7 years, and it's not yet completed. I mean, let's look at the Eastern Cape. During the dry times, the Nooitgedacht purification plant was very, very important. They're supposed to complete, I think, phase three about 4, 5, 6 years ago. It was completed only 2 years ago. They're supposed to start with phase four. At this stage, they didn't even start. We've got enough water from the Orange River, so I think that it's very important that they must complete the Nooitgedacht purification plant. And I'll tell you what, the solution is water tanks. I've said it in Parliament to the minister as well. No, a building plan must be approved without water tanks. If everybody in South Africa has a water tank, there will be no shortage of especially drinking water.
In terms of boosting the economy and fighting crime, those two major issues that the electorate are saying matter to them, what are the Freedom Front Plus's solutions?
Yeah, okay, I'll tell you, restore our safety and security. That's very, very important. My leader, myself, I was a detective for 12 years, so I know exactly what's going on in the police force. We, the Freedom Front, honors all police officers who are loyal and fearless in carrying out their duties despite the difficult conditions. What the biggest problem in the police force at this stage is they can train 20,000 youngsters a year. There's no people with enough experience to train them. If you want to become a good detective or a policeman, there must be something with the necessary experience. And that's one of the problems why the Freedom Front Plus never, ever supported affirmative action or black empowerment. Affirmative action is the reason, and black empowerment, why that policy destroyed South Africa. We need good policemen, well-trained, and not only private security firms.
How will you stimulate the economy, Pitt?
Well, first of all, we must create jobs. If we don't create jobs, we've got big problems in this country. If you look at, the population growth in South Africa, it's more than 2%. The economic growth is 0.08. So every year, at least 1 million people left school, 700,000-800,000, without any jobs. And that is very, very dangerous for South Africa. And I believe, as my party, we must stay away from Russia and those countries and move to the Western world to come and put up factories like Utrecht, Volkswagen. We're going to spend now 4 billion, the Germans, 4 billion rand. And that's what we need in South Africa.
It's all very well saying we need to create more jobs. How do we stimulate our local economy, small business, for example, to achieve that end?
Yeah, there's too many red tape. If you want to start a business today, it takes you 2, 3, 4, 5 months. Yeah? And I'll tell you again, it's affirmative action. If you want to employ people, it must be people with skills and not color.
Last one for you. There's been lots of talk about possible coalitions after this election, not just at national level, but also at provincial level. What's your party's attitude towards coalitions? Would you join a coalition if invited?
Definitely, but it all depends which parties. And never ever MK, ANC or the EFF. But we're prepared to work with the DA and the other parties. And I can assure you that if they say in the Western Cape, this time it will also be not only the DA, but also a coalition, and we'll work with them in the Western Cape.
You've mentioned the MK party. I'm asking all the political party leaders that I speak to this question. What impact do you anticipate the MK party as a new entrant will have on this election?
Well, I think only in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng, not in the rest of South Africa.
We'll leave it there. We appreciate your time. Provincial leader for the FF Plus. How do you prefer your name to be said? Is it the Fear F Plus or the FF Plus, or don't you mind?
FF Plus.
FF Plus, provincial leader in the Eastern Cape. Thank you for your time, Pitt May.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.